Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group, is it? Welcome to another episode of Game Time on Lawless Radio. I'm your host, Sherm the Man, with the lovely, beautiful Lady Q. It's in the building. She's a little ill today, so I'll get on her nerves as least as possible. But today we're going to talk about what would you do if Amber Cole were your child. For all y'all don't know what's going on, I'll fill y'all in later. But right now, we got to play Game Tight by Good Hood on Game Time, Lawless.
And all I ever wanted, let's get it. Hopped out of bed about 10 in the morning, and you know today I'm feeling just fine. I stuck my head out the window just to see what's going on and feel the warmth of the sunshine. Next I showered and got dressed, put on earrings and my necklace. Headed to the kitchen, ate 3 waffles for breakfast. They hit the spot, then I dipped down the block to the bus stop for a quick trip to the barbershop. I'm clean cut, line sharp from the razor. This lady looking at me like a candy lifesaver. Due to her behavior, I chose to engage. In a conversation, now she's saying,
call me later.
On the way to my next destination, they play some Good Hood on my favorite station. Feeling like a million, but I'm not quite done till I cop a fitted cap and some clean white ones.
What you gonna do when a player comes through? And I want my whole crew, and we finna get right. Fish shine blue, and my fits brand new. Tell your girl come through, cause it's going down tonight. So stop by for a visit, so you don't wanna miss it. Good Hood living, gotta push.
In the morning and I knew I was ready for the grind. So I pull myself together, get a kiss from baby mama, then fuck another cigarella dime. It's showtime, it's go time. Hustling with the slow time. Staring in the mirror like, look nigga, it's your time. I'm so prime, so about mine. East St. Laurent, I'm so dressed to the nines. Extra smooth, extra debonair. Extra cool like the first day in February. Yeah, leave them woo like I'm Ricky Flair. But to breathe, I need the proof. That's my sanctuary, for real. That's great, my plane land at 8. The studio at 9, my flow just in time. Good Hood, motherfucker, get the name right. Ain't my frames nice, now get your game tight.
What you gon' do when a player come through? And I brought my whole crew, and we finna get right. Rich shine blue, and my fits brand new. Tell your girls come through, cause it's going down tonight. So stop by for a visit, some you don't wanna miss it. Good Hood living, gotta push it to the limit. If you get a little confused, just remember stay true, always keep your game tight.
Headed to the lab, now I'm ready for some action. Giving all my rhymes to the mic with a passion. Last thing I like is some trouble with the mic. I'm clever with the pen, so you love what I recite. Huddled in the night, we vibe and we brainstorm. Feeling right from that cognac brainstorm. Producer in the back, wanna lay another stack. While the engineer managing the track and the waveform.
I'm in my lane, home, too easy for me. I don't play long, I just play songs. Run through a couple times, then I play zone. Blow push to help the vibe, then I play on. I'm too raw, another track sold. I'm too gone, my swag need a harness. Sorry, sweetie, you are dealing with an artist's life. I'll call you later tonight, my game.
What you gon' do when a player come through? And I brought my whole crew, and we finna get right. Rich shine blue, and my fits brand new. Say your girls come through, cause it's going down tonight. So stop by for a visit, so you don't wanna miss it. Good Hood living, gotta push it to the limit. If you get a
Hey, man, I know it's a lot of y'all motherfuckers out here in the same situation I'm in, goddamn. Wishing y'all had shit y'all ain't got right now. Wishing y'all could do shit y'all can't motherfucking do. But shit, my nigga, just be cool, goddamn. Everything gonna come with time, my nigga. That's some shit my motherfucking brother Matt taught me, goddamn. So when I tell y'all this shit right here, my nigga, y'all just take heed, my nigga, and pay attention, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, you need to get yourself together, man. Quit worrying about these hoes. Don't keep worrying about these niggas and quit worrying about your folks. You's a grown ass man. You need to learn to tell them no and shit. If they can't understand that, let that go. You need to get yourself together, man. Quit worrying about these hoes. Don't keep worrying about these niggas and quit worrying about your folks. You's a grown ass man. You need to learn to tell them no and shit. If they can't understand that, let that go. Hey, man. I'm trying to, but I don't know how to say it. Cause them my folks and I love them, but shit, I'm tired of this place. Man, we got rats in the house, and roaches all in my face. And I can't never get no shit to fucking radio playing. And niggas all outside, every day of the week. Hey, Chris, somebody need a ride, a gas tank on E, and everything on me. And man, I'm tired of this shit, so I ain't gonna keep you riding this motherfucking line by this
place. Hey, look, you need to chill, don't be worried about your shit. Fuck the shit you going through and fuck all of this shit you face. You need to worry about this money. How the fuck you trying to make it? Don't be worried about them motherfuckers out there trying to hate you.
Hey man, I'm trying, but shit, damn, what I'm supposed to do? Turn the other cheek and ask myself, hey, what would Jesus do?
Hey, what you need to do is know that you're here for a reason. I know damn well you're late for that shit.
You need to keep yourself together, man. Quit worrying about these hoes. Don't keep worrying about these niggas. Quit worrying about these folks. You's a grown ass man. You need to learn to tell them no and shit. If they can't understand that, let that go. You need to get yourself together, man. Quit worrying about these hoes. Don't keep worrying about these niggas. And quit worrying about these folks. You's a grown ass man. You need to learn to tell them no and shit.
Hey,
if they can't understand that, let that go.
Remember when we had the 22 chopping and the can of paint flipping, pull up on a nigga block.
Hey, look, man, them hoes spinning.
When you seen us riding by Cloud 9, was riding with it. We was chilling, getting high, out minding our business. Grinding, trying to get it, flipping burgers at the Mac. I was serving what you need, got old and got stacked. Me and brother rode no shelf bag, all we rode back. And that nigga bought my first pair of bowl, my nigga Mac, shit. So tell me what you niggas know about that. And he ain't seen what I seen, so you don't know about shit. He ain't never seen them nights when I was home, ran the crib, no cologne with no money. And I'm the only one in here, so you can't tell me how I feel. And you can't tell me about my life, cause I'm the wrong motherfucking one. Since you said you right, I gotta get it how I live until I make it in heaven. My boy gone like 06, but in my heart like 07.
Get yourself together, man, quit worrying about these hoes. Don't keep worrying about these niggas and quit worrying about your folks. You's a grown ass man, you need to learn to tell them no and shit. If they can't understand that, let that go. You need to get yourself together, man, quit worrying about these hoes. Don't keep worrying about these niggas and quit worrying about your folks. You's a grown ass man, you need to learn to tell them no and shit. If they can't understand that,
for you
let
right
that
here.
Go.
Hey. And first of all, I gotta say I love you, Lord, because you first love me. Without you, I wouldn't make it on this earth. That promise I can keep.
I'm glad to know that I can speak
and walk because I got two legs and strength in both my arms. So I can truly say that I've been blessed.
Lately, I've been feeling.
Ain't no purpose for my living, cause my mama say she love me. But that's only when we chilling. And my daddy, he about
me. He don't care about you.
So now I'm stuck out in the cold and won't nobody let me in. And fuck a friend, and them hoes only come around when I got mine.
And when I'm broke, they leave me lonely like a joke to them and son.
Can't find a ride to work today when I get straight, them bitches running. In my face, I'm about my money. If I'm straight, they tell my bun.
Hey man, I'm kinda going through changes in my life. I definitely want to quit.
Cause I smoke weed, don't go to church and curse like you don't know this shit. But first, I had to notice this.
You got up on that call for me.
So all this sentiment, I need you here to watch it all.
Get yourself together, man, quit worrying about these hoes. Don't keep worrying about these niggas and quit worrying about your folks. You's a grown ass man, you need to learn to
learn and tell them no is shit. If they can't understand that, let that go.
Story, A, where have you been?
And B, where have you been? Do you know the Abercrombie story, Lady Q?
No.
Okay, where have you been?
I have a life.
You got a what?
A life.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Amber Cole was a 14-year-old girl, I forgot where, but she was caught on tape giving head to a boy behind the school while other people, a couple more boys, was around. And it was a viral video that leaked all over Facebook, all over MySpace. I don't know about MySpace. Facebook, Twitter. It was going all around the internet, over a million views. A lot of people were condemning her. A lot of people were supporting her.
Supporting? What do you mean support?
They got a support Amber page. Like,
it's okay to get hit in the back of school?
I mean, I don't know what the support would come from. But just let me hear your take on the whole Amber situation.
I mean, I really don't know a lot about the situation, but I just think it goes towards the idea or the scary thought that, you know, children, teenagers especially, these days are doing anything to get attention. Yeah. Well, two things, actually. Two things. You know, this is sad that not only adults are encouraging, you know, this type of foolishness, you know, with a support group to get ahead in the back of the school. I don't know. I mean, I ain't that old, but back when we were, those were the whores. The whores gave head in the hallway or gave head in the staircases, you know. And head was such a taboo thing. Now, you know, the girls are looking at it, it's like that's the way to get accepted. And for her to, you know, go down, not only that, but, you know, have an audience, that's sad and scary thought to me.
So, the question is, what would you do if you were her parent?
Well, I mean, in a sense like that, you really need to check your child's self-esteem level. Because that, to me, that the fact that she feels like that she has to get head to anybody, but of course these teenagers feel like anybody who says I love you, the first person is, that says I love you is, you know, the one. I'm going to be with forever. You know, it definitely needs to be a conversation with either a therapist or the child to see where her self-esteem is. Well, we know she doesn't really can't have that much self-esteem doing that. But, you know, even understanding, like, I still don't understand why they don't get, you know, how the media or, the internet is worldwide. You know, so what you do, and somebody's taking you or pulls a picture, they put it out there, everybody in the world knows you. Well, that's a family's heart, because that is just like the coup de grace in there.
This is the wake-up call. I feel this is the wake-up call for all parents out there who don't know, who think school is like it was when we was in.
Oh, God.
Because when we was in school, head was far in between. It wasn't like the big thing to do. You know what I'm saying? It's only a selected few that even gave head.
Yeah.
Nowadays, head is acceptable in grammar school.
Hmm.
That's retarded. That is retarded. You don't need a chastity belt. You need a muzzle nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't have a sex, but they giving up head. And sex used to come before head. Now head is, all right, we can't have no sex, but I'll give you some head. Well, shit, that's cool. I'll take that all day anyway. You know, I'm a head fanatic. So if that's what you're going to do, you can remain a virgin. That's the attitude. I mean, now, on the other hand, what would you do if that was your son who got the head from the little girl?
I have a brother. I have two other sisters. They're both younger, and a brother. And my brother and I are biologically have the same mother and father. although we all look at each other as brothers and sisters, but we were raised by my father, and there was two different rules in our household for the boy and the girl. Because the girl can bring home these kids, whereas the boy is like, you know, okay, we don't want you to bring home no kids, but if you do, then it's like, well, the baby ain't going to come home with us. We ain't got to raise them. So it just is two different rule books for parents when it comes to these boys and these girls. And sad to say that, you know, that when it comes to boys, it still has to be, it's a check, too, with them. It's like, who would allow you to do that? You know, I just don't, even men don't understand that these women, we'll call them, or girls, or
people.
Yeah, these women
are
somebody's child, or somebody's sister, somebody's daughter, somebody's mama. You know, would you want, you know, someone to do that to your sister? You know, I'm not mad at, I'm really not. The thing to me is that he would allow people to spectate the sport, as we talk, as you could say, and then to, you know, instead of saying, you know, it's a disrespect. But your son may not necessarily have a respect for women. Because even if you were going to have a girl do that, which is ultimately every boy's, you know, goal in high school.
It wasn't my goal in high school.
Shut up. And why wouldn't you at least take her, you know, somewhere else?
Why? If she wouldn't do it right here. Why put in extra work and extra time if she's going to do it right here when I say
But like you said, you have a daughter. You want that to be your daughter?
I don't want that to be
okay,
my daughter.
So
I don't want my daughter to be that susceptible. I want to show her what a man is supposed to be and how to treat a man and let her know that she doesn't have to do that until she gets married. I mean, all I can do is give her the ideals and reinforce them. It's up to her after that.
Okay, so if that's your daughter and your daughter give her head, apparently, okay,
I would need to go for a walk. I would need to probably go cry somewhere. You know, you don't understand me and our daughters. You know what I'm saying? First of all, we got to come to the grips with the fact that somebody's going to have sex with our daughter one day. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. But to find out in this manner, I read a story, I think I read something or heard something about her father spoke out and said he had to switch schools. Where could she go? She's Amber Cole. Where could she go? I'm pretty sure everybody in every high school in the surrounding area saw the video. If not saw the video, they heard about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is like a national thing. Like, there's a Leave Amber Alone Facebook page. People crying. I mean, this is by far the most difficult question I have ever posed on this show.
For you?
Yeah, for me. Because
okay, so you didn't answer the question. So once you take me on walk, the issue's still here. So the solution to this problem is,
you know what? There is no solution to it. It happened. It's done. I'll talk to her. You know, it's gonna be some fallout. You know, you're going to be called all kinds of sluts and hoes. I mean, you got to keep it real with the child from that point, because by that time, they already done read all the sluts and hoes and comments on Facebook and on Twitter and everything going on around them. So at that point, you can't be another one talking down. You have to be the support at that point. You know what I'm saying? And reaffirm that this is the lesson that life has taught you, and you should learn from it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I think it's easier to say that than now because, you know, for girls, too, that you have self-esteem issues already, and then you put that on there with everybody in the world, or we'll say in the country, calling you these names, not just your school, because you have to look at teenagers are, their world revolves around high school. You know, and the thought of not being in the social circle for, you know, that social circle exists forever, and it although it does, you know, in their world, it does. Everything means a lot, you know, what your hair looks like, who likes you, who's popular, who's not popular, you know, and you still get good girls who are depressed or sad. I don't have a boyfriend, or I don't have, you know, I don't have the best clothes, or I don't have the right hair, you know. Everything is such a big deal in high school, but I think it's going to be something that he's going to have to watch. That child won't commit suicide. Just think of Monica Lewinsky. I was watching something on her, like, they mentioned her within the last couple of weeks, and they were just saying how her life, how she can't, you know, that she doesn't go out, she's depressed, you know, so on and so forth. And this is a grown woman who gave a grown man.
No, the president.
Well, it don't matter. He's a man. He ain't no different than any other man.
He
got a different job title, whatever.
She gave head in the Oval Office.
Okay, and?
Have you ever gave head in the Oval?
No.
You ain't even gave head in your husband's office.
First of all, how do you know what I'm doing, actually? Mom, zero tolerance today. I just think that it's going to be a lot of pressure that she's just going to take a lot for her to get past, you know.
You know what I think? I think that I don't think it's a self-esteem issue at all.
No?
No, I don't. I just think it's just like, actually, nowadays, that's the cool thing to do. That's like the kiss. It's like a kiss nowadays with these kids, man. They don't understand the gravity of it. So do I think that she's has low self-esteem? I don't think so, because even by the way she responds to the people on Facebook, because she's actually responding herself and tweeting herself, I don't self-esteem issue. I don't think the only thing embarrassing about this to her, because obviously it must not have been too embarrassing she did it while people was around, was the fact that it is all over the internet. You know what I'm saying? That in itself, the fallout is what you really got to look out for. I mean, when I first heard, I probably strangled the shit out of my daughter. They had the police involved, you know? But then you got to, that's why I say I would take a ride or take a walk, because you got to put the situation into perspective. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Uh-huh. Well, and this goes with what you're saying, too, goes with this generation, that there are no taboo topics. You know, my sister goes to a school where it's the cool thing to be a lesbian, or it's the cool thing to be homosexual. You know, it's like they take what would be considered the older adults as the, oh my goodness, as that's the, oh I, that's what I do. You know, that's what I do. But I just go, it goes back to me. I'm sorry, I don't believe that anybody with high self-esteem feels like they got to do that. If you feel like you're the best shit going for that, you're not doing that. If you feel like you have high self-esteem, then he should be giving you head. That's the way your mind works. Like, you know, you don't have to do that. Why is he so special? Or, you know, you don't have to do that to get accepted or whatever. I don't buy for a second that their child doesn't have low self-esteem. I don't. I think that children like that, or teenagers like that, they tell that to themselves. It's like the one who on morning coverage, they swore for burgers, or swore for $20. You know, they tell themselves, oh, you know, this is what I want to do. I'm going to do that because I want to do. But really and truly, it's a cry for other things or absences within their life. I don't believe that for a second. I don't agree with that.
Okay, let's see what the Facebook feedback got for us. Kenyatta Fletcher said she would beat her ass first, then send her to therapy, individual and family.
Yeah, and that's sad because the family don't get a lot of it.
The family is, she, now this is a good lesson for teen. Like, you are a reflection of your family. You know what I'm saying? So how do you think other people are looking at her father?
Well,
or looking at her mother. Her whole household upbringing comes into question when she gets caught doing something like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it ain't the first person or the only person that has done it, but the fact that we live in the information age and whatever you do right now will be on the internet in 2 minutes, and I'm pretty sure the boys who posted the picture online or the video online didn't know the extreme ramifications that that might bring about either. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't think in their world that it's just not that. You know what I'm saying? Their world, because it's the high school, so when
it was funny.
On there, it's funny.
And fun.
Everybody at school is going to know, and that's, you know, that. And then we take it out of that perspective and look at it. Okay, these things on the internet are there forever. And, they, you know, and then what takes one, you have these blog sites and things like that where social media sites, where all you have to do is all this. Anybody and everybody in the country.
That's what happened. It hit Facebook, it hit Twitter, people shared it, and it spread like wildfire. And now, not only is Amber Cole affected, but also her family. So you got to take this into account when you're doing things. Erica Kirkwood said she would be there. She's just kidding. But I will move her to a different school and really try my best to reach her. Then I monitor her friends, computer, cell phone throughout the rest of her 10 years.
It's too late now.
It's too late now. You want to wait for Apathy to become the world's youngest whore in the perception of the world. Now, I'm not me saying that that's what she is, but the perception. And then you got a lot of adults saying, ain't nothing wrong with that, blah, blah, blah. Only thing she did wrong was did it out in public. No. I mean, and that's what's wrong with the world is sex has become so acceptable for not even for teenagers. It goes all the way back to before marriage.
Yeah.
You know, now mm-hmm. And see what you said for teenagers. We even broke our morals all the way down from wait till you get married to wait till you get old enough.
I agree. It's funny because I had a conversation with my sister not too long ago, and you know, the thought just the difference in being married, and these are the things you do when you're married. But if you're living a world where you got mamas and baby daddies or mamas and boyfriends, then there is no line. Because if you're playing a role like we're married, except for the license or the marriage certificate, then children see it for what it really is. And they don't know that, okay, you shouldn't do this or that before you get married. They don't have that moral compass because that's not what's norm in their house.
But even as a parent that's not doing the right thing, you should still teach the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a fan of that either. I hate when people say teach your children. No, you are a moral compass, and this goes to the movie that I think every man should see. It's Courageous. Because you are a role model to your children. If nobody else is a role model, if you can't say, don't do that, but I'm doing that. You can't say, don't drink, and then every night you're pulling out to drink. Or if you can't say, you know, don't smoke weed, and then they see you smoking weed. You are the moral compass for your child. So if you know, if there's something you don't want them to see or do, then don't do it. I don't see anything wrong with having a drink, but I don't believe you should drink in front of your children. That's just my personal preference. You can't say don't do those things and then they see you do them and expect for them to honor it as, oh, I shouldn't do that, because they don't know that. They don't know that. They know you are the moral compass. What they see you, children are a reflection of you and your household.
Yeah,
they are.
I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're in a position where you can, you should. But if you know you're doing something wrong and they see you doing it wrong, you can tell them not to do it. You can still teach them to keep your homies.
Who does that? Like, what?
You can still teach. You can teach.
That's like he's smoking weed every night in front of my child and say, well, don't do this. Why would they feel like they shouldn't do this? If it's good enough for you, why it ain't good enough for them?
Well, you explain it. And at the end of the day, they're going to make the you should have forgot to do it anyway, but that one, that could be that one out of ten that actually ends it.
No.
I mean, just because you, when you got a child and your child knows you're a crackhead, you can tell them, yeah, don't do crack or you end up like me. You think they won't listen?
You know how many crackheads I know who got kids who do drugs every day, and everybody's trying to figure out, well, why would they do that? And they see how crazy their mom is.
Well, you know how many crackheads I know who kids don't do drugs because they see what it does to their parents' life?
Right.
Like, I mean, kids learn more than one way. We can learn that. You can grow up in a household where your mama get beat all the time. That don't mean, and she tells you, don't stay with no man if he beat on you.
But this,
you can grow up.
Respect for me. If she's laid down and had a child and this man don't still respect her, why is somebody else going to respect me?
I don't know.
I see children all the time. And
I
people
mean, yeah, because you deal with them, so I don't know.
And every child, I wish we had a couple of teachers out here, because I tell people all the time, be careful what you do and say in front of your children, because everything you do and say at your house comes right to the room. When you sitting around trying to figure out, well, why he was doing so-and-so, the first thing she said, well, where did you learn that at? Oh, my daddy does that, my mama does it, or it is acceptable. So why? That's why I said when you talk about being a role model to your child, y'all thinking, oh, well, you just tell them don't do it. No, everything you are comes in a classroom. Everything your child is a reflection of what's important to you. If you don't think school is important, guess what? They don't think school is important. If you're not tripped out about them not doing that or smoking weed, guess what they're going to do? They're going to be smoking weed. If you accept it and it's okay with them, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Not in all cases.
Yeah, you want your child to be the one out of 100. At the end of the day, whenever I have children, and even when it comes to my stepdaughter, I want to look back and say, I have provided you with an example of a godly woman. One, a wonderful wife. Two, and a good mother. Three. So then when that's true, the children make their own decisions. But when something happens, I can be at peace to know that I gave them every example, every opportunity of what a woman should be or what a person should be.
Okay. That works. So we're talking about Amber Cole. We ain't talking about whatever your stepdaughter name is or your soon-to-be kid.
No, it goes back to what I'm saying is it goes back to what he's talking about, of being a role model for your children, to think of it in a bigger, broader picture of are you something you could be proud of? Like, that's my child, and I'm showing them the right way. And if you're not, fix it. You come a damn up. No. You think it's a joke, but I see children every day. And I'll let you know, honey, it's a scary thought of what these children are. Yeah, the world can ignore it, but this generation is nuts. They are. There's no moral compass. They don't see anything wrong with gimme, 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 I want, I want, I want. They don't. They are egocentric children who care nothing about anything but themselves. Are you providing your children with an example of what do people, good people do? Are you taking, donating things? Are you showing your children that there are children out there who have nothing? So you should appreciate, if I buy you a $10 pair of Old Navy shoes, why do you have to have the $75? And if you get the $10, are you going to be just as happy as the ones for $75? Are you showing them that people out there have less than you? What are you doing to show your children of what a person with morals and values think? God forbid, see, look it up, boo, because I already know. Most people don't even know what a moral, a norm, or a value is because that's no longer an option. Nobody cares about those things. Let's try character education. Do you know how to teach your children how to be good people? Good Lord, God forbid. I'm coming down off the ground. I'm sorry.
This is the third time coming
to you. I know, but I'm there for real because it upsets me to think of the direction that these children are going in and these parents who think it's cute, you know, that Jane don't know her ABCs, but she can juke it like it's hot and drop it like it's hot. That's disgusting. When you ask a child what's his name, he don't know his name, his mama name. He don't even know daddy name. But he know every rap song on that radio word for word.
Lady Q done went crazy on the radio, y'all. Lady Q gone crazy. She's gone mad, I tell you. She's gone mad. All right, Corey Brooks, I asked what he do with Amber Cole with his daughter. He said he'll kill that little bitch. See, Kira McKnight, she said, what could I do besides grieve for my lost child? Grieve for the loss of her child. What do you think about that? Huh? What do you think about that?
Yeah, because you agreed for the loss of her child.
Oh, yeah, her childhood is over. That innocent, but she's still going to anyway, but the innocence of that child is over. She's opened the door to be treated like an adult.
Yeah. Okay, Taisha Williams said she would try to figure out where she went wrong because she said she was still dry humping at 14. And that was big. If you can try, huh? You done made it.
Yeah, all right.
Now?
Rub the pooch on your little fine face. You thought you was doing something major.
Man.
These kids ain't up. That is not. And this is a wake-up call, too. I'm going back to now. That, and parents, talk to your children about sex.
Please do.
Talk to them. Not this, you know, imaginary world or, you know, all that. No. Real life diseases, what it is, why would you be doing it, who you doing it, and prepare your children for that. You know, my mama was guilty of that. I'm pretty black and white when it comes to certain things. I don't have a gray in between. However, when my sisters were in middle school, before they even went to high school, I was in 6th, 7th grade. Once your child gets their period, their menstrual cycle, whatever you want to call it, you know, these children, you need to talk to your children about sex. Honestly, I'll be real with you. I think you need to start about 4th, 5th grade. I'm not even lying. You will be surprised at what we see of how these kids talking in 1st, 2nd grade. So I think about the 4th grade, I would even stretch to 3rd. Don't do me. I mean, you should at least be discussing certain things. There is a way to discuss to your children. But high school, it's too late. High school, by high school, these kids is already 4. Or, like you say, that moral confidence of giving oral sex is gone. They don't care about that.
Right.
I'm a virgin.
Still a virgin.
Yeah, but you know.
Everything in my high school.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
But it's important that you talk to your children about sex. And the ramifications of doing things, you know. What could happen? I wonder if she could go back and she knew what would happen. Would she still do this?
No.
How do you know?
No.
Like you said, now she's now she's famous. This is a sickness topic to me. I must be grumpy today because this just irritates me. Like, the people would even entertain this. Why are we entertaining children, you know, sucking dick? I just don't understand it.
There are lessons to be learned. And red flags that are drawn up because of this. Like, this can be a learning experience for not only parents, but children also. This is more of a wake-up call to parents than it is to children, because kids already know what's going on. This ain't nothing new to them. This is like a wake-up call to us, the last generation and the generation before that. Asking for head, we barely got your head busted, shot at a stone on when we was growing up. Nowadays, it's normal. How's it normal to put anybody's name in your mouth? I don't understand it. How's that normal? When did that become normal? That's what I'm tripping on. When, how, who made it normal? What happened that giving head became just a run-of-the-mill thing? What happened?
Well, that goes back to what I was saying. Having an example for your kids. Saying, like, you know, and I'm not one person. I'm not a rapper, you know, connoisseur. I don't really know what's going on for the most part. I know 30 songs or whatever. But, like, you know, I monitor what I listen to in my car when my stepdaughter's in there. I don't want her to feel like,
you know, some song about, you know, bust it open, baby, and back it up and all this carrying on craziness is acceptable. Why, you know, there's no, or you watch a TV and the girl is half naked, bitch, over to the guy, and every you, and it's just, there's no filter to say, this is not what a woman needs. This is not what a woman should become. And so then it becomes, you look at, like, Natalie Nunn, you look at Kim Kardashian, you look at these girls, and what they become famous, what are they famous for? Being whores?
No, being rich.
Right. No, they, I mean, Natalie Nunn has dated probably half the darn NBA, NFL, and probably working on the baseball team. I mean, what's she famous for?
Okay, but you can say the same thing about Rihanna.
I ain't leaving nobody else. I mean, I just have to pick them too. But I mean, but I'm saying, look at what their examples are of what women are. And then it's like, you put out your sexuality. Give them everything, you know. That's what men like. You got to catch their attention. You got to do anything to get them. Not realizing no real man is going to take you home if you're the one to bust it down on the side of the side of the road. Really, they ain't taking you home. They'll sleep with you. But you ain't going to be mama's choice. You ain't going home to mama.
How many times
are
you going to the
mountaintop
today?
I'm done going to the
mountaintop. All right, and with that, well, I'm still a kind of R&B is my R&B on the show. Let me see. We're going to... we just don't play. This is being ignored by...
Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go. I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale. Relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored. Truly, I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see. Wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me that I'm never on your mind. How can you look at me the way you do? Then say to have no follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why am I being ignored? How can you grinning me from ear to ear? Then prove to be so insincere. If you want me, what you're waiting for? Tell me why am I being ignored? How can you look at me the way you do? Then say no to have no follow.
Don't holler. chest, the beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. They go boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. The beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. They go boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom. It's getting crazy tonight. We're underneath the show lights. And maybe flashing for flashing for flashing boom. We getting dizzy in here. Just keep the music for playing, for playing, playing all night. It goes boom. So put your hands in the air. And if you don't give a care, we gon' be dancing all night. It goes boom. Time ticking down as the beat drops. Ain't no stopping it. Look, cause the fuse is already lit. Chest, the beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. The beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom. I'm going bonkers tonight, just keeping moving tonight, like we've been doing, just doing, just doing, boom. You better give me some space, cause I've been losing it, losing it, boom. Check out the ladies in here, I hope I make myself clear. You know I love it, but love when I see them. Drop it low, drop it, drop it, drop it low. Drop it, drop it, drop it low. Drop it, drop it, drop it low. It goes.
Thank you. side, she's got me. Oh, what if I ain't have a whip and couldn't pay the extra on a tip? She's got me. What if my bank account froze and it took some time to get back on my toes? She's got me.
That's why I love her, and you know that's why I put no one above her.
You can put that on my mother, she's mine.
Shorty make me feel like I can go far. That's why I keep her by my side, she's my co-star. I can't lose with her, I can't do without her. We'll make a move with her, my co-star. When I be feeling like I wanna fall, she hold me down like nobody knows. She got my bag and I can't let her go.
No,
she's my co-star.
Oh, what if I was in the
hole
and needed inspiration on my flow? If I gave up on my dream and quit trying to do this R&B,
she's got me.
Oh, what if I ain't never flow and I couldn't get nobody at my show?
She's got me. That's why I love her, and you know that's why I put no one above her.
And I put that on my mother, she's mine.
She's my co-star. Shorty make me feel like I can go far. That's why I keep her by my side, she's my co-star. I can't lose. We'll make a move with all my co-star. When I be feeling like I wanna fall, she hold me down like nobody knows. She got my bag and I can't let her go. She's my co-star.
She's my four-leaf clover. When it feels like the world's on my shoulder, hold me down like nobody's ever known.
Talking about buckle up the life for the body, so to shut your mouth. So I wrote the one to my regular. She said, like she said, you need love. I'm like, what the hell did I do now? The kids treated like this now. Getting on this one round. This never happened uptown.
You're welcome. knows I've been wanting to make love to you real slow. I know you see me smiling, but I'm for real though. I'm finna give it to you like I'm on them pills. So if you ain't ready for it, just let me know. I don't sleep around, but at this I'm a pro. Baby, I know this is what you've been waiting for. So relax and let me enter your love door.
Don't it make please introduce myself. My name is Dave Patton. And I mean, lately it's not been good. I've been getting in trouble. This track, it's gonna get me in trouble, you know.
Coming here, coming real quick. Let me tell you a little something that I never told anyone. See, I don't really do this, but I promise all my people, and I'm finna make another one. So let me speed it for you real quick. Let me try for a little bit, and then I'm back to the start like Genesis. Genesis, this is it, and I promise you'll be loving it.
Hey, hey,
so fast I cannot see.
Hey, hey,
my feet is blinding me.
Hey, hey,
now let's not get too smooth. I love it fast. I keep everything up to speed. I'll take you back. I give you everything you could need. But if you can't take it, can't handle the speed of the things I do, I'm sorry, woman, but this track right here ain't meant for you. So can you please stop talking about you instead? Rewind the beat. Think about what I just said. Are we ever gonna do this, or we just gonna wait around? Am I ever gonna make it to the top of the ladder now? Let's find out.
Hey, hey,
so fast I cannot see.
Hey, hey,
my feet is blinding me.
Hey, hey,
now let's not get too slow.
Hey, hey,
I like it fast.
Let's go.
Upside down to the west side, cause I'm from an east side town to the left side, but I'll be the right side now. That's how I know you're going down like a sub. I'ma eat you up, I'ma take you out back, I'ma beat you up. In the ring when I fight, I'ma wake glass up, cause I always be riding above and above what you put up. I'm good, I don't need your aid. They ain't even got a study in the game these days. I'ma give it to you in the simplest way. Steady your aim.
Hey,
hey, so fast I cannot see.
Listening to, and I know you like it. I know you like how deep my voice is too. Yeah, it's sexy.
And we keep it cracking. It's the Midwest, baby.
What?
Come on,
we gon' get flogged tonight.
Drop no fire on my peanut butter guts, rye blaze, not wire. The
and hugging and touching. Now you wanna say I ain't getting nothing? What about the club? You didn't say no paying. Now we at the party, you tell me no plan. Signals must have got crossed. Guess I must have got lost. Thinking it was on, but you was only leading four. I ain't no racist, I only do what you let me. In case you didn't know when you met me, I'm a Chi-Town legend with the ladies. You will forever remember the name B.A. Crazy.
I do the things that a man should do, spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark, holding you around town, with the rag top down, down, the wind is in your hair, all the ladies stopping there, wishing they were you, telling me what to do, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
You mean I'll die. just won't see me, and it's tearing me, tearing me, tearing me apart. Invisible to the only girl I love. I'm beating, yeah, yeah, yeah. The girl can't see that it's me. My mind is spinning round and round my feelings, so when will she wake up? 'Cause I'm tired of being invisible. Girl, I'm your rainbow shining through a storm of tears. But when I'm near you, you always make, always make.
Like you can do better, but I don't see it. But you can try though.